WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
It's May, and we're coming up on a couple of interesting weather seasons. June 1st begins the hurricane season in the Atlantic Basin. But as we enter into the summer season, we also enter into lightning season. All lightning is essentially the same, a channel of ionized air carrying electrical current between two different areas of charge. The polarity of a lightning discharge can affect the way it propagates and branches in space and time, but overall, it's all an electrostatic discharge, a spark, if you will, between your finger and a doorknob on a dry, cool day is the same basic process at work, just on a much smaller scale than that of atmospheric lightning. Lightning can be broken into a variety of types, and each type of lightning depends on how a discharge appears to an observer, the starting and ending points of the channel, and the direction of formation of the channel in which the lightning occurs. Cloud-to-ground lightning describes the electrical discharge which occurs between the thunderstorm and the ground. This can easily qualify as the most dangerous kind, since it can cause damage, cause fires, and kill people. But the most common type of lightning is intra-cloud and cloud-to-cloud lightning. This combination accounts for roughly 75% of all lightning occurrences. Lightning has been and will continue to be a source of great interest and study, as we really don't understand the whole process completely. In the next episode, I'll take a look at some of the various lightning forms. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.